Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC. Brennan, how are you today?
Hi, Brennan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Halfway through this week?
Brennan, doing well. Certainly lots to get to in the headlines, especially here in Rochester, making national news once again, in many people's opinions, for all the wrong reasons. But before we get to that, we actually have a weather question. Maybe, is Rich nearby? You might need to ask him about this. Or maybe, I don't know, you know stuff. You are the answer man after all.
Sure.
I'll give it my best shot. Okay. He usually has about 30,000 weather hits he has to do for the Today Show, so okay. He's a little flopped.
Oh, well, that's just, ooh, that's casual. Weird flex, but okay, yeah. Rich.
So I saw something
that's
going viral on TikTok, yeah. And it is under the realm of, I don't know if you've seen these, Brennan, of the things you didn't know that blow your mind.
It's like blow your mind. I was today years old when I found out blank, and then someone says something that blew their mind. Yeah.
So this one specifically was a person revealing that when the forecast calls for a chance of rain, say it's like 30%, it doesn't mean there's a 30% chance that it's going to rain. It means that it is going to rain, but only on 30% of the area that is designated.
That is correct.
Really?
That is a very good thing that comes up. I was probably, 31 now. I was probably 25 when I found out that.
Really?
Brennan, I kind of see myself as an amateur weather enthusiast, and this was even mind-boggling.
Your
to
credibility
me.
Is just chiseling away, Corey.
No, but you know, you got to learn. We never stop learning, Breeze. We're always learning new information.
Brennan, okay, so I'm like the same age as you were when you found out. So we're like the same person.
I was working in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is another big weather area for hurricanes and, you know, southern storms and tornadoes and stuff. And people would always say, you're saying there's going to be a 70% chance of thunderstorms or rain. I'm sitting here staring at sunshine.
Right.
And we were like, oh, but like our whole area covers a pretty big distance. And it's actually, you know, 70% of people living here in those communities have a chance. So like when we're talking, just making a number up, 40% chance of lake effect on Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just like 40% of the area. Not that everyone who can see our station is going to have that chance.
Brennan,
when
you learned this, did you also push back on it as hard as Breezy did? Because, and it's funny, for someone who literally came on the show one day and did a whole rant about how TikTok is an educational tool.
It is.
Suddenly, when I revealed this to her, she's like, we need to ask Brennan about that.
Well, you have
I don't believe it.
You have to fact check. You can't just take everything for TikTok just at face value.
No, you literally didn't say that when you were going on about how big of an educational tool it is. That really actually never came out of your mouth. So it's just interesting. I just find it interesting.
I can imagine Breezy having a nice, calm, collected reaction to
I
that.
I need everything. Fact check when it comes to cooking, okay?
Oh, but what if they're lying to you?
I'll find out pretty quickly if the dish tastes like crap.
Could be user
error. Pushing back on this, I would say, 80% of people have to think that it's like their specific chances of getting hit with a raindrop or a snowflake that day.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the region aspect of it. And it's, I probably see this type of comment come through our inbox maybe, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks that it comes up. That's a very good thing. But yes, that is correct. So whenever you see 40% chance of rain, that's not specifically your chances. Because then when you get down to it, you could actually have a much better chance of getting rain or snow on a given day.
All right. Well, there we go. Now we know. Learning is half the battle, as my friends G.I. Joe once said.
I will say another thing.
Yeah.
You will rarely, and you shouldn't see a meteorologist throw out a 50% chance of anything. Because that really causes a lot even more confusion, because people are like, oh, it's just a coin flip of something.
Right.
That's why you'll usually see someone, it's either 60% or 40% on whatever it's going to be.
Interesting.
Another fact.
All right, there we go. Some fun facts from Brennan this morning. Brennan, also would love for you to dive in a little bit for our Savage or Sensible we did earlier today. Talked to a listener named Jill that was calling out her friend for refusing to pick her up because her friend said, my car is too messy. And when we asked her, is it like she's embarrassed and it's messy and that's why she didn't want to pick you up? Or like physically there's no room for passengers? She said a little bit of both, it seems.
Oh, man. I've done this so many times in my life. Not where
are you a messy car guy?
I
don't take you as a messy car guy.
Oh, Brennan, we're two for two this morning. We're the same person.
No. I didn't go as far as to saying I can't pick you up. I picked him up and I'd be like, I'm so sorry. My car's never like this. Let me move everything over.
Yeah,
that all the time, pull a microwave out of the back seat.
No, I've got a feeling with Brennan, it's like one water bottle in the cup holder. And he's like, oh my God, it's so messy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's how mine is.
When I got my new car a couple of years ago, I've kept it pretty clean. But before that, when I was in college and when I just started my career, I had this Nissan Frontier that I drove into the ground nearly 300,000 miles, didn't care what was in it. And it was like, oh, four friends, we're going to go, to the bar or something, or go play soccer or whatever, hang out. And like, I'd still have golf clubs in the back and like trying to get people to sit on top of it. breaking whatever law in the book.
I do think it is like a, is this a thing? As you get older, your car gets cleaner. Is there a chart online somewhere that shows that?
No.
Usually, it's tough. Like, usually by the end of my work week, like, I've got four or five suit jackets that are hanging in the back, ties, whatever from the week. And usually every Saturday, like, there's a big cleanup process that I'm just too tired to do it during the week. But, yeah, try to keep the cars clean.
So is that a savage vote that I'm getting there, Brennan?
I'm going to say it's savage to call off the ride. Yeah.
Okay.
You should at least, don't be embarrassed. Just go, listen, I'm so sorry. My car is never like this. And just don't pick that person up anytime soon after that, because you really do need to clean the car.
I was saying, how many times can you pull the my car is never like this line?
Everyone knows. Everyone knows.
Right.
I mean, you get in and like there's like soda cups everywhere, old like McDonald's bags. Yeah.
Breezy shared the story of actually one of her old roommates who had three full garbage bags.
So she would bring garbage bags and then just like,
oh my gosh,
put garbage, like, I don't even know. But the real kicker of this whole situation is I asked her, could you take me down the street, because it was dark and I didn't want to walk. I was like, I'll walk home, but like, I don't know, whatever. I didn't have a car at the time. I think it was like getting an oil change. And she was like, I don't feel comfortable with you in my car, like, it's so dirty. It's like, I'm like, it's fine. I literally put my hand on the door side hand holder, cup holder, not cup holder, like change holder little thing. It was filled with liquid. I think it was water. I hope it was water. I don't really know what was going on there.
Gross.
Smelled like trash, like just straight trash. I think, okay, here's my thought process behind it. I think there is a difference between being messy and being dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be messy and have, like, clothes everywhere. But if you have, like, rotting pizza crust, like, you're just dirty. There's a difference. There's a fine line.
Three garbage bags seems like a bit much.
Yeah. I mean, like, one more and you're like a garbage truck. Like, you're getting close to be qualified for that.
And like not even in the trunk or anything.
Yeah, just hang on. All right, Brennan, let's jump into the headlines for today. Rochester back in the national spotlight, many would say for all the wrong reasons. The New York Attorney General, Tish James, was in town yesterday to deliver the news that a grand jury has decided to not indict the seven officers that have been put on leave because of the Daniel Prude case.
Yeah, so those that had been suspended with pay for many months now, going back to the death of Daniel Prude last spring, no criminal charges are going to be filed. And what happens for people who want to know about the grand jury process.
Yeah, I was confused by this. Why is it so secretive? Why is it like a secret club? Is there like a special knock to get into the room? Like, what's going on?
From my understanding, there are pretty strict New York grand jury secrecy laws. Like, for now, we don't know the exact crimes that prosecutors were speaking to the jurors about that they were trying to get these officers put on and what charge they would face. So we'll get a few more details because we will get the minutes, the whole readout of everything that was talked about during presented to the jury. But whenever someone gets arrested for a crime, so you get charged or accused of something, prosecutors then have to go to a grand jury, and they present many cases. If you're on a grand jury, a lot of times you hear several cases, you make decisions. And essentially, you get a majority to say, there's enough here to charge someone with something to at least get to a trial. Not conviction or anything. It's just, can you pick up a case? And it didn't get that far in this point that the grand jury ruled, however many voted to say no indictment, that there was not enough to press this case forward. And these officers are essentially cleared right now of any criminal offenses. There will be civil cases going forward. I know Prude's family is suing the city and RPD. There may be a settlement at some point. But that's what we'll be looking at going forward.
It was interesting, the AG's comments. It kind of seemed, and she was, you know, very careful with the details she was giving out because of what you mentioned with the secrecy of the grand jury. But it should seem like she was on the other side of that decision.
Yes, she was. Tish James came here. She spoke at a local church when she did this. She was, visibly upset and frustrated. Again, she is a prosecutor, and they felt that they had a strong case, at least the strongest that they could make with the evidence they had to press forward on this, but they didn't get an indictment. And now what she's looking at is saying, you know what, we have to accept the findings and the ruling of the grand jury, but we need to make some changes to essentially make it easier to, you know, hold officers accountable for something that happens, a death on their watch, on duty. She wants changes with, you know, maybe pulling regular police officers off mental health calls and getting health experts and counselors like other pros to respond to these types of cases, because she's handled the Daniel Prude case, but there have been others, unfortunately, that we've heard about going back over the years that have been similar in nature, and it's trying to get to the root of that. And she also blasted RPD saying, this still, okay, we don't have charges for the officers, but you've got to make some serious changes to your policy and how you handle things downtown.
So, Brennan, obviously a lot of people very upset about that announcement from the AG, and that led to more protesting in Rochester yesterday.
Yeah, and this is, you know, Free the People Rock, the group that's been spearheading the Black Lives Matter protests since last spring. They were back out yesterday afternoon to the evening. They started in the part of the city where Prude had his confrontation with officers. They eventually made their way to 490 last night to shut it down for a little bit, some of the lanes. And then they ended at the PSB by the Monroe County Jail. There were no arrests that we've heard of or any violence of any kind as of this morning with the latest update. At one point, some of the protesters were hopping the barricades, and that's when deputies declared an unlawful assembly and tried to break the crowd up. It was just before midnight, about 11:45, when everyone went home. They do say any day above freezing, they're going to be back out holding these rallies.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, should be expected.
Yeah. Brennan, today is a big day when it comes to scheduling the COVID vaccine, because there's a new site going live in about a week here, but you can schedule things today. What do we know about that? And, you know, am I a little skeptical to say that the website may crash? Because that's what's been happening in the past. But
it's what happened every time.
Yeah.
It went live at 8 o'clock this morning. So this is the new mass vaccine site opening in Rochester at the old Kodak Hawkeye parking lot near Avenue E in the city. So this is actually, they'll start, you were right, Breezy, next Wednesday is when they'll start putting shots in the arms. Today, people could call and sign up for the appointments online. And the best advice for people, anytime this happens, keep calling, keep refreshing, clear out your cache and your history on your browser to make it easier so you can get through. But we've seen, you mentioned, issues every time we get a window, and it's just because of the demand. But this will be, we will get more appointments to start. They're filling the first week for people in certain underserved communities, certain zip codes in Rochester. After that, we'll get into any eligible vaccine candidate in Monroe County will be able to sign up there. And then they'll get going 7 days a week, maybe 1,000 shots a day they can handle there. This will really speed up the thing. But this is major news today. And again, those appointments are probably gone by now until they open up the next window.
Yeah, Brennan, the White House actually talked yesterday about accelerating the vaccine distribution, especially because of the fact that, at least from a national perspective, and it has affected us here in Rochester as well, they're even more behind based on the storms that we had and the limited supply.
Yeah, and it was, for the most part, they were hoping, like, midweek being now to catch up from storms last week, but it just compounded everything because it was such a limited supply and so few appointments that then you get a backlog of having to reschedule and get everything lined up again. So you make sure that the person who gets the first shot can come back in the 3 weeks later, which is the time frame you're supposed to get both doses, to get the second one. And the head of the CDC spoke, you know, we're worried about what really happens if you get into a 5-6 week delay window. So they're really trying to ramp it up. The J&J vaccine, the one dose candidate we're looking at maybe pretty soon, like the early part of March was the new update this morning that they could get, start sending it out and get some approval. But it's trying to catch up to the backlog. And it's just the season. It's winter weather, and that's when it hits.
I want to dive into your good question for today about, do vaccines change the New York State travel rules? If you are vaccinated, do you have to come and quarantine and test and whatever the latest is with that?
Yeah, and we've done this a couple of times in recent weeks because, I mean, it has changed a bit. So when the vaccines first started going out, I asked the State Department of Health, and they said, yes, we still want, even if you've been fully vaccinated, to still, you know, you got to quarantine when you get back from an out-of-state trip or you've got to test out. We all know how the rules kind of work with that. And that's because you could be an asymptomatic spreader. You just might not get sick or end up in the hospital because of COVID if you're vaccinated. Then the CDC changed the rule saying, you know what, if you've gotten both doses and you have a close contact after that, within 3 months after your second dose, you don't need to quarantine. Just kind of be on the lookout, but you'll be all right. And so that kind of, you're looking at apples and oranges comparing the two, but now they're in the same basket. And the state, I checked this week, they say, yes, fully vaccinated for now, you still have to follow the quarantine rules for traveling, but it sounds like we may get a change or some updates in a couple days.
What? Changing the rules? No! That doesn't sound
just
like
when people get adjusted? All righty.
Typical what happens.
I mean, I think it's like 18 states or something that still have some sort of travel rules and mandates. And once we get into the spring and summer there's just going to be so many more people who will start traveling because they will be vaccinated as this rollout continues, then maybe we can get to a national uniform type deal. I know there's an app coming out airlines will start using where it's kind of an electric passport, so to speak, for people who've been vaccinated to show your test, things like that.
Got it. All right. Brennan Summers, the news at NBC, on with us this morning. Brennan, you you're a golf fan. Huge story yesterday with the injury to Tiger Woods, seriously injured in a crash on a steep LA area road.
Yeah, and it's like when this news first came out and you hear, you know, rollover crash, Tiger Woods, alerts were everywhere. Not to get like too dark, but a lot of people, including myself, immediately thought, man, like it was a year ago that we started getting these alerts about Kobe Bryant, helicopter crash, and all those that died in that. And at the point, we didn't know how bad Tiger Woods was hurt or if he was going to survive. Then we got the updates and the good news coming in that he was alert, conscious. He flipped his SUV. He was on the way to a celebrity shoot at a golf course there in Los Angeles, and he pretty significant damage to his right leg. I mean, he broke his thigh bone. He had compound fractures, which means out of the skin. Oof. And then there's whenever you have a serious injury to your leg, like you have so many important vessels and nerves there, that there are different procedures where they actually kind of, you know, not to gross people out, but you cut open your skin to relieve some of the pressure from the swelling so you don't stop, so you can save the leg. And he's been awake. He's at the hospital. It was a long surgery. But, I mean, thank God he's, you know, alive and will have a chance to recover from this. When it comes to golf or whatever, that's, you know, on the back burner. It's just you think about his family and his kids and one of the greats. I mean, he's had like 10 major surgeries over his career. He won the Masters right after, not long after a recent back surgery back in 2019, and but this is a devastating injury. It'll be some time before we see him out on a course, if ever again.
I needed the jaws of life to remove him from that car. I mean, if you've seen the photos, I know the photos are floating around. It's scary.
Yeah, one of the deputies on scene, the first one, there was an interview this morning, heard from him saying, got there, started speaking to him, said, what's your name? And he said, Tiger. And he immediately, okay. You know, there are certain people like Tiger, Brady, Kobe, like certain names that you just need one word with it.
Yep.
And recognized him, and they got help, pulled him out of the windshield. And they don't think he was impaired at the time. It happened around, I guess, like 7:15 Pacific time. Another injury setback for one of the greats.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thankfully, obviously, as you said, could have been a lot worse. All right. Brennan Summers from Houston NBC. Always a pleasure. Good sir.
Hey, we're going to make a run at the upper 40s this afternoon. Let's pretend it's spring, okay?
That's a thing. I said earlier I was going to put my windows down, blast some music, drive around.
Brennan, how's everything going with the 90-day wellness challenge?
It's great. If there was some of the snow would melt, I'd get back out there. I'd actually just completed my Winter Quest challenge that I was doing with Police Beat and Rock. And so that was kind of
I saw you posting about that.
Yeah, that was my 98 challenge. Part of the spinning on that, it's easy to do 300 miles in the winter when you're spinning, and you can do, 20 miles knockout at a time versus running.
Nah, it's no big deal. It's no big deal.
It's a lot easier flexed, than running out of the snow. But no, does sitting, outside enjoying a cigar, does that qualify as calming and taking some time to yourself?
I feel like that's wellness. Mental wellness for sure.
No.
The mental wellness.
All right. Brennan Summers in Houston NBC. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you guys. Bye.